If you look at the panel in front of you and then look up, you can see Old Harry Rocks. The rocks are made of chalk, which is made of millions upon millions of fossilised plankton skeletons. Now, if you turn your head 90 degrees to the right, you will see the Isle of Wight, which is also made of chalk. Two big lumps of chalk, which are 14 miles away from each other, can only mean one thing. They used to be connected by a land bridge. Chalk is a sedimentary rock, which means it can crumble quite easily. So the sea slowly eroded away the land bridge until we were left with an island. A small island, but an island nonetheless. Along the Dorset coastline, Old Harry, despite his name, is the youngest rock. The further west you walk, the older the rock underneath your feet gets. Old Harry used to have a wife, but she died in 1897, murdered by the sea. No one alive today knows why the rocks are called Old Harry Rocks, but there are many rumours going around. One being it is named after the devil, who had the nickname of Old Harry. Another, that it was named after Henry VIII, who had a fort on the rocks before they separated from the land. A third story is that it was named after a pirate called Harry Payne. I personally think the second one is more viable, but I'll let you decide which one you believe. Now, before I keep rambling on, it's time you take off those headphones, listen to the wildlife, and enjoy the walk. See you at the next stop.